Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association hosted the 2023 Kenai River Junior Classic on Wednesday, August 9th at Harry Gaines Fish Camp in Soldotna. And in what has become something of an annual tradition for her, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was in attendance. The Kenai River Junior Classic is not only an educational event, but also a salute to the military, as nearly 100 of this year's participants are being bused to Soldotna from J-Bear. Armed Services YMCA provided significant support in recruiting and registering J-Bear participants. Additionally, children attend at no cost to their families with event funding provided by generous community sponsorships. Joining military participants are 20 children from various youth programs on the Kenai Peninsula.
This is transformative. This can be transformative to some of these young kids to be out on the river for the first time.
Senator Murkowski told KSRM's Meryl Sikorsky at the Junior Classic.
We can express our thanks to those who are in the uniform. We recognize that. But we don't know who our military families are most times. The spouses are not wearing uniforms. The kids are not wearing uniforms. But they also are serving us through their support for the active service member. And so there are small ways that we can show our appreciation, and this event showing appreciation to the families by getting their kids out on the river.
The event is a success in part because of community volunteers providing hands-on educational opportunities prior to fishing.
With the number of committed volunteers that are part of this event year over year, they've got this dialed in. You're in a boat with somebody who's not only a fishing professional, but somebody who can work with people. These guides are some of the best that you will find.
Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A helicopter that crashed on Alaska's North Slope in July stopped sending flight status data to a real-time tracking system as it passed over the southeastern shoreline of an Arctic lake, according to a preliminary report released Tuesday. The Bell 206L4 helicopter was later found fragmented and partially submerged in Lake Itnik, according to the report from the National Transportation Safety Board. There was no indication in the report of what caused the helicopter to crash into the lake in clear conditions. The last of the helicopter's data transmissions, sent every 3 minutes, indicated it was traveling in a northwesterly direction at an altitude of 144 feet above mean sea level at 107 miles per hour. The July 20th crash claimed the lives of a pilot and 3 scientists with Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. It was under contract to take scientific crews to various remote locations on the North Slope so they could conduct field work. Further details on this story available at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge will open the Mystery Creek Access Road and a portion of the Alaska Pipeline Company's right-of-way corridor by 11:59 p.m. on August 10th. Kenai National Wildlife Refuge Deputy Manager Steve Miller explains the access road's yearly seasonal opening.
In early August, we open up Mystery Creek Road mainly for hunting access. It's open for passenger vehicles only, no all-terrain vehicle access back there.
The refuge reminds users that the road and pipeline corridor may be closed at any time should weather and road conditions dictate. Travel on the road and pipeline corridor is at the user's own risk.
This year, the special warning for sure for most folks is we've had a wet summer. It's normally tough terrain getting back there, especially once you turn off the road and go onto the pipeline. And this year, it's a little bit wetter than normal. So be prepared. It's very expensive or almost impossible to get a tow from back that way.
For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.